you see the lights up here?
No.
On the microphones, are they working?
No.
Good.
No light working.
Another light working?
No. The juice. Oh.
You bumped your head?
Yes, I slipped.
You slipped?
Yes.
Like that?
Yes, it's this. This, yeah.
Well, we were doing some drawing and painting on the table, weren't we?
Yeah.
And we got some water on some red paper, and the dye from the red paper has come out onto the table. But it's wiped clean. So it'll come off all right, won't it?
Yeah.
Yes, that's better. Thomas, is that what you've been trying to tell me? You've been talking about something in your foot. And I've been looking for the aerial from the little radio. And it's inside your pyjamas. Is that what you've been telling me?
Yes. Hiding in the foot. Look, see it.
I couldn't see it. I didn't know what you were trying to tell me.
The foot.
So you took the aerial off the radio and you pushed it down your pajama bottoms?
Yeah.
Towards your foot?
This stick. Sticky.
Well, you were telling me it was sticky. What do you mean it was sticking into your foot? Well, I'm not surprised. It's a piece of metal. You silly, silly Billy.
Silly Billy.
Well, I asked you if you'd bumped your foot and you said no. I asked you if you'd trodden on something and you said no. And I just couldn't work out what you were trying to tell me. But now I know, haven't I?
Yeah.
Yes.
So stick and the foot is sticky.
Made your foot sticky. I don't think it made your foot sticky, but I would imagine it stuck onto your foot. Or into your foot, I should
say. A church! Where the
church. A church? Can you see a picture of a church?
Yes, where the dins.
Pardon?
Where the dins. Where the dins.
Oh, you sound full of cold. I can't quite tell what you're saying, but you know.
With the wind.
Pardon?
Look! Winter. Sis! Sis! Church! Just go now!
Oh, you're talking about Postman Pat, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. They get... Postman Pat and Jess get lost in the fog.
But
they realise where they are when they hear the church bells. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Right, will you just lie down, please? We're trying to get you dressed. Oh, what on earth was that? There was a sudden gust of wind and an almighty bang outside. Sounds like something's blown. Perhaps it's the dustbin lid. Did you hear that? The wind went whoosh.
My head.
Mind your head. It's a gorgeous day again. Oh. What's the matter?
Not mind it. No, just now.
No, Jess.
No.
Postman Pat's cat.
Yes.
Where's Jess gone?
Hold on.
All done?
Yeah.
Where's she done? Where's she gone?
Hiding in the trees.
Hiding in the trees?
It's dark now.
It's dark now?
Yes, it's dark.
What do you mean it's dark?
Postman Pat fell over.
You've got your Postman Pat video on, haven't you, without any sound? Did you turn it on? Yes!
Let me do it.
Daddy do it?
Yeah.
Daddy's at work, Thomas. Don't be blaming Daddy. I think Thomas did it.
No.
Did he?
No.
No. Oh, I see. It's the episode where Postman Pat and Jess get stuck in the fog. And did they fall over?
Yes, I pushed my Pat fell over.
Did you?
Jess fell over.
Postman Pat fell over and Jess fell over.
Yeah, and there's nothing. There was a bicycle.
A bicycle?
Yes, there's a cupboard. Oh, look, and then please.
You're talking about a cupboard? Haven't they just put a bicycle away in the cupboard? Or in the shed?
There's with a dent on it. With a dent and dents.
What's on it, darling?
With a dent.
I'm sorry, I can't tell what you're saying.
Oh, it's with a bullshit.
The Reverend Timms?
Yeah.
I don't know who the Reverend Timms is, but I'm just wondering if it's Reverend Timms. I'm just wondering if Reverend Timms is a character in Postman Pat.
Timms.
Is it Reverend Timms?
Yes, Reverend Timms.
I'm not really sure. Oops, you've bumped your head on the lampshade now. I'm not sure what he's...
Sorry, Postman Pat.
Sorry, Postman Pat.
Well, don't worry.
Sorry, Postman Pat, bumped my head. Don't worry. Do you think he was worried?
No.
No, I think he probably was, Thomas.
Yes.
He might have been really worried.
Light bumped my head.
Light bumped your head on the light?
Yeah. Well, I was in Postman Pat. But we had a biscuit available.
You bumped your head, poor Thomas.
Don't wait in a minute. Bebo.
Now, do you think you need the ambulance because you bumped your head?
Yes, Bebo.
I don't think it was really that bad, was it?
Bebo, too fast. Bebo,
too fast.
Bebo.
Shh, don't shout, Thomas.
Yes, anyway. Bebo.
Is that what the ambulance says?
Bebo. Fire engine say Bebo.
Shh. The fire engine says Bebo as well.
Yes. Yeah, fire.
Ooh.
Ooh, there.
Now, Mummy's forgotten to bring your socks downstairs. So, will you just wait a moment, please, while I get your socks?
No, we didn't do this.
Reverend Timms. Oh, Thomas, I didn't have a clue what he was called. You're a clever boy, aren't you?
Reverend Timms.
I think Thomas is watching too much Postman Pat. You know the name of the vicar? Postman Pat.
Yes, and the
church room.
Yes, the name Timms.
Reverend Timms.
Find
an ambulance.
Bebo, too fast.
Oh, look, there's the window. You saw the red bus go past. Well, you said you saw the red bus come past.
Hi.
It's going to collect the little boy from number 14, isn't it?
Yeah.
We live at number 41. Yeah. And if you change the numbers round, instead of a 4 and a 1, to make it a 1 and a 4, it's number 14. 14, and he lives next to your little friends Bethan and Connor. Bethany and Connor. We live at number 12. There, shall we brush my little boy's hair?
Yeah.
Yes, meet your smart boy.
Yeah.
Daddy gave you a bath last night, didn't he?
Yeah.
Did he wash your hair?
No.
Did Daddy give you... He did give you a bath, didn't he? But he didn't empty the bath water. It was still there when I came home. Did he wash your hair?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. No, you boys tell me anything, don't you?
Rexy.
Pardon?
That was Rexy.
Thomas?
Wet hair.
Thomas, wet hair. Oh, he must have done that.
Wet hair.
Let's go get some new chair now, sweetheart. Well, there's a big jump.
Run away.
No, don't run away. Come on, I want you here now for cornflakes or Rice Krispies. Well, you can still watch Postman Pat from here, Tom. It's just you can't hear it. Fire engine.
First of all, ladders and wheels.
Two ladders and two wheels.
1 wheel, 2 wheel, 7 wheels.
1 wheel, 2 wheels, 7 wheels. Thomas, you can see 3 wheels on that picture. And I can only see 1 ladder. Oh no, well, I can see a ladder and a chair lift.
This is a 4. Be ball, get the fire. Stop.
Would you like some Rice Krispies?
No, a biscuit.
A biscuit?
Yeah.
You want a biscuit for breakfast?
Yeah. Big fire engine. Big fire engine.
You're really saying you want a biscuit because you can see them. I've got them on the table, haven't I? I'm putting some in the tin ready for when Grandma and Grandad come.
Pudding with a tin. Pudding with a tin.
Putting them in the tin?
Pull it to the tin.
Oh, you're talking about rubber tins again, are you?
That's a poorly.
Is he poorly?
Yeah.
Why is he poorly? What's the matter with
him? Look, poorly. Stupid.
What's the matter with him? He's poorly.
Stupid.
Stupid? Why is he stupid?
Stupid lid. Put your lid in ice.
I don't follow you, darling. There we are. Tell Grandma and Grandad there are some biscuits in the tin for a cup of coffee this morning. And there's a piece of Grandad B of his birthday cake, isn't there?
Yeah. I'm touching it.
No, you're not touching it.
No, just a birthday.
Actually, we've got masses of biscuits. Then why not just opened a new packet? Did you see how full the other tin was? We don't really eat biscuits, do we?
No.
Jolly good. Let's check we've got enough tea. There's enough tea bags there for Grandma. You probably end up going to... Oh no, don't sweep the crumbs on the floor. I don't like that, Thomas.
Like that.
I don't like that. No, he doesn't like you doing that. It's naughty, isn't it? I don't like that. It's naughty.
No, you're
naughty. You don't want to be a naughty boy today, do you?
No, big fire gun. Be more, big fire gun.
Playground yesterday, you were playing with a fire engine, weren't you?
Yeah, the ladder.
Do you two ladders. It had very big ladders, didn't it?
Yeah.
And then we went in for story time, didn't we?
Yeah.
And I think you were a bit disappointed because you'd only just discovered the fire engine.
Yeah.
When they shouted story time. And I think you wanted to carry on playing with the fire engine, didn't you?
Yeah.
Never mind. Going to make some toast now.
Yeah.
So do you think you will be going into Stockport today or up to John Lewis?
No.
No? You usually do, don't you?
Then no.
But not today, you don't think?
No, or John Lewis Church.
Pardon?
John Lewis Church.
John Lewis is shut?
Yeah.
Oh no, it's only shut on Monday, sweetheart. And Grandma and Grandad said they were going to take you today to buy you some new shoes. What do you think to that? Sounds nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
New shoes for Thomas. Lucky boy, aren't you?
Mm.
Shoes.
Biscuits.
Oh, biscuits.
Yeah.
Well, would you not like some nice Christmas?
Yes, please.
Oh, right. Well, I think that's a better option than biscuits for breakfast.
Mind the fire room.
A piece of toast in the machine as well. You can have that with some more milk, can't you?
Yeah. Like it.
To put some milk on your nice crispy corner.
Yeah.
And what's making you drink of juice? We had it, didn't we, a while ago?
Yeah.
Oh, it's here, look.
Yeah.
There we are.
Here are you.
Where's the lock gone for the fridge, Thomas? Oh, it's inside the fridge. Fair enough.
Hello. Wait a minute.
Are you feeling any better today?
Not better, falling.
You're better, you're falling?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. You have been falling for the past few days, haven't you?
Yeah.
You've had a bad fall?
Yes.
Oh, dear. Poor old Thomas. I think you're getting a bit better now, though, aren't you? Thomas feeling better now?
Hooray!
That sounded like a car pulling up. No, it wasn't.
No car pulling up.
No car pulling up. No. That's the funny noise. It's not the noise from the Rice Krispies. It's the air trapped in your juice beaker, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, is that what it's doing? Making a squeaky sound. You're very dramatic, Thomas. Yes, all right, we got the picture.
Push mum's hat.
Push mum's hat. Did you see our post on this morning?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Two postman pats.
What's happened to the letters? Two postman pats.
Yeah.
You saw the real life postman pat.
Yeah.
And you saw postman pats on television. Two postman pats.
The dumb postman pat now.
Sorry, Poppet.
I put old on now.
Has he finished?
Yeah. Asleep.
Asleep?
This was my pet sleep.
Was he?
Yeah.
Did you have a nice night's sleep?
Yes.
Yes, you woke up, didn't you, when I came to bed? What a night last night. when we got into bed and Daddy put the pillow on her face, Daddy was still asleep and I had to wake him up to move him. And then Purdy was sick. I cleaned that up and I got back into bed and I said to Daddy, what is the matter when Thomas wakes up within the next few minutes? And just as I'd said it, guess what? Excuse me. He woke up. Shouting, Mummy, Mummy. He woke up shouting, Mummy, Mummy.
Mummy!
But you like that?
No, can you just throw the team?
Pardon? You came into Mummy and Daddy's bed, didn't you?
Yeah.
And then we all went to sleep. Well, we didn't actually. Daddy got up and came down here, didn't he? And we're all awake then.
Yes.
Mummy's got to get ready for work, so I've got to see.
Well, the ring was two.
Yes.
The ring was two.
The ice cream bus?
No, the bus.
Well, I really don't know what you're talking about now, an ice cream bus and a red bus. Something to eat before I iron a skirt. Mummy's going to wear a skirt today, Thomas.
I'll find the crispy.
Rice crispy?
Yeah.
What did you say about the Rice crispy?
Find the crispy.
You found a Rice crispy?
Yeah.
Where did you find it?
On the table.
On the table?
There's a table in there.
Had you dropped it out of the bowl?
Yeah.
It landed on the table.
Look.
Come on, Grandma, we're calling into the shops on the way here today to buy Purdy some food. When I went to feed her, I realised that we haven't got any whiskers.
No whiskers.
No whiskers. We'd run out of whiskers, Thomas.
Not all the whiskers.
Well done, whiskers. A tin of pussycat food. Birdie's got whiskers on her face, hasn't she?
Yeah.
What else has she got?
Green the lips.
Oh no, don't say that about
Birdie. Really?
No, she hasn't. She's a little girl.
No, they don't know a pussycat.
She's a pussycat. But she's
a meow!
Yes, that's what she says. She's a little girl pussycat. Not a little boy pussycat.
Just the wheels. Triangle, new, largest domino. Rum, rum, rum.
think we'll have to try and find a fire engine that has an open day soon, Thomas, and take you to it. There was one a few weeks ago, wasn't there, and we were away at the time. Something like that, but either way,
we'll
find out about it tonight. Would you like to go and have a look at a real fire engine?
Yes, please.
Would you like buses? And we've been on a bus.
Yes, please.
We've been on trains and we've been to the station and been on the train. And you like aeroplanes? We've been to the airport and on an aeroplane.
Yeah.
We don't really want a fire engine coming to the house, do we?
Don't mean it's
big trouble. It's better if we can go and see a fire engine at the fire station.
Yes.
Minute.
Hello?
Hello. Right, is Mummy allowed to sit down with you a few moments and have some breakfast? We get worse on Wednesdays, Thomas, don't we, Rushy? Rush, rush, rush.
Rush, rush, rush.
Rush, rush, rush. Is that all we ever do?
Rush, rush, rush.
Rush, rush, rush. What a rush. So I leave that tray there, Thomas, with Purdy's water bowl on it, and a plate and a fork. And then when Grandma comes with the pussycat food, we can feed her, can't we?
Yeah.
And if Mummy forgets, Grandma can feed her and you can show where the things are. You can say, that's Purdy's water bowl. This is Purdy's plate. And this is the fork we use. And I can't see the fork. Yes, I can. Here we are. That's a very big one. Is it not nice?
Not dirty.
Dirty? It's not dirty. It's got Marmite on it.
Not dirty. Remember doing
it? I was just shaking the duster outside because I used it last night. And I meant to shake it in the phone right now. I just left it on the washing machine. It's very windy out there this morning.
Yeah.
And it blew me away.
Very windy.
Very windy. Bet there'll be a lot of leaves falling off the trees this morning.
Just leaves fall out too.
Mmm. Your swing's blowing in the breeze. Can you see it?
Yeah.
And if you look out of the front window, can you see all the leaves blowing off those trees near Sue's house? Money's falling. Money's falling, yes. It's nice to watch them, isn't it?
Another leaf fall over too.
Another leaf fall over too?
That's a leaf, Thomas' trees.
Off Thomas's trees, yes. We've been watching leaves falling off the trees near Sue's house, and when we look out the patio door, we can see lots of leaves falling off our own trees, can't we?
Yeah.
Do you want to be going for that walk and picking up all the leaves?
Yes, Bridget.
We collected some from Joe and Becky's house, didn't we?
Yeah.
And some from our own garden. And some from the park when we were walking back from Toddlebury. Your nose sounds very blocked up, Thomas, when you start to eat. You're stuffed up.
No!
Like your nose blocked. Well, look, I've just seen some more marks on the tablecloth. That must be out of the green paper. We used green, yellow and red paper. Or was it green, blue and red paper, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And we used yellow paper, but that was to cut a shape, wasn't it?
Told you what we've done.
Pardon?
What's this?
It's dye from the red paper, it's marked the cloth. I think it'll come out when we try and clean it.
Another down. Postman Pat?
Postman Pat? Postman Pat's not on now, is he?
No.
Is the toast nice?
Well,
no. Oh, well, we made it specially for Thomas. We'll be having a sandwich today at lunchtime, do you think?
Yeah.
You usually have a sandwich with Grandma and Grandad, don't you? And what else do you sometimes have?
Bite.
Big bite. Sometimes you have chips, don't you?
Chips.
You had a lot of chips when we were in Spain. Didn't you?
Yeah. Big bites.
Big bites of chips. And you've still got a beautiful skin. If Mummy ate chips like that, oh dear.
Like that?
Like that? You're just biting the side of your plate to show me how you're eating chips. Wow.
You can wash your face.
Pardon?
Wash your face. Marks on your face.
Marks on your face?
Yeah.
Are you talking about what I said then about if I ate chips, my face would be a real mess? You've got a beautiful face, gorgeous skin.
Stop it.
Stop it? Oh, am I embarrassing you?
Stop it.
Oh, am I saying so many nice things about Thomas? It's embarrassing him.
No.
You're a nice boy, aren't you?
No. Boom!
Mm-hmm.
Boom!
Shh, no, don't squeal. Don't spoil it.
No.
Just because I was saying how nice you were, don't turn into a horror.
Horror.
A little horror. What are you thinking about?
Mum.
Don't finish your Rice Krispies, are you? Spill them, Thomas, because you've got some nice clean clothes on, haven't you?
Yeah.
You're dressed, ready to go out for the day. Come on, better.
More.
You'd like some more Rice Krispies?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Oh, dear.
Dear, oh, dear. Yes, a fluke. Few flew out of the top of the packet then, didn't they?
Yeah, flew.
Many more, Poppet. How's that? Can you hear the noise they're making? What are they saying?
Dragon pop.
No, crack one.
Pop.
Pop. That's right.
Hello, helmets.
Yellow helmets?
Yeah.
Are they a little bit like Bob the Builder's helmet, Thomas?
No, and the pilots.
And the pilots?
Pilots.
Well, I think you're thinking of your little toys, aren't you?
Toys.
Because you have a police car with a policeman in it who wears a blue helmet, and a fire engine with a fireman who wears a yellow helmet, and you have a helicopter and a pilot wears a green helmet.
Helmet, please.
You want the fire engine?
No, the police car.
On the police car. Have you finished your breakfast?
No.
I'll get it for you.
The police car. Okay. The car. The fire engine.
Right, well, shall we just give you a quick wash?
No.
No?
No,
thanks.
No,
thanks. I think we need to, Thomas.
No.
Oh, don't cry. You've got more.
No wash.
No, you need a wash.
No.
Come on, don't start getting stroppy. Oh, sweeties. Hey, young man. By putting your hands in your mouth, I'll still get them to wash you. Come on, if you have a quick wash, I'll go and get your fire engine and police car. No? Oh, well, that's all right then. I'll still be waiting when you come out of hiding. Oh, Tom, let me move just very nice, please. Come on. That doesn't look nice, does it, Noel?
Mummy?
Yes, you can have your police car. Okay.
No, I won't.
You can have whatever toys you want as long as you let me wash you. There we are, rinsing your hands, and then we'll just wipe them on the towel. You saw where your nose has been running. Well, you've got a cold, darling, haven't you?
No, the police car.
Yes, I'll get it for you now.
Hello, helmet, the blue helmet.
Yes, okay. Yellow helmet and a blue helmet. Oh dear. There we are.
Yay.
Fire engine, police car, helicopter.
No, we pilot.
Well, I've dropped something somewhere, Tom, and I don't know where it is. Well, no, I haven't. I must have picked them all up. There you are.
No, pilot.
You don't want the pilot or the helicopter?
No.
Okay. All right, I'll put them over there. You don't have to.
Yes, fire engine. We start you.
Fire engine, please call two. Is one tearing the other?
Yes, the devil one.
Oh, Then why do you not want the poor helicopter and pilot? What have they done?
The helicopter and the pilot.
Would you like them? No, there's still some crumbs on the table, aren't there? Just let me have another wipe round. Makes a swishy noise on this cloth, doesn't it? Swish, 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 swish. What goes swish, swish, swish?
Wipers, swish, swish, swish.
The wipers on the bus go swish, 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 yes. That's in your wheels on the bus, isn't it? And what else happens on the bus? The wipers go swish, swish, swish. What does the horn do?
Beep, beep.
Beep, beep. And what about the children? What do they do?
Riddle, 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 riddle.
Riddle, riddle, riddle? The children wriggle around?
Yes.
Wriggly, wriggly children.
All day long.
All day long? Yes, that sounds about right. Children wriggling all day long. What other songs did you sing yesterday at playgroup? Did you sing one about the two little dicky birds?
Yeah.
And what are their names?
One speaker, one plump.
Yes. And the two caterpillars sitting on a branch?
One called Betty, one called Blanche.
One called Betty, one called Blanche. And what about two fishes swimming in a tank?
One Betty, one called Blanche.
One called Freddy and one called Frank. And there was no birthday yesterday, was there? Nobody had a birthday, so we didn't have the birthday cake. And we didn't have the birthday song.
Oh no.
You're disappointed, weren't you? We like it when it's somebody's birthday, because we sing happy birthday and then whoever's birthday it is, they have to blow out the candles, don't they?
Yeah.
But anyway, it didn't happen yesterday. Nobody had a birthday. Perhaps next week, Thomas, there'll be somebody. Do you think? Maybe next week.
Next week, birthday.
Next week, a birthday. What day do we go to toddler group?
Friday.
No, Friday. It's the music group and the beehive. It's Thursday. No, it's not. It's Tuesday for toddler group. Isn't it? Tuesday morning. Sonia's on Friday this week, aren't we?
Nan and Grandad!
Nan and Grandad here?
Hello! We're fighting you, Nello! Hello, little bit, little bit!
Are you telling them through the window?
Yeah.
What are you telling them?
Beba, beba!
Are you playing with your fire engine?
Yes, beba, beba, to me! And I've got to do!
Helicopter as well.
Stop.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Omit. Hello, Omit. Omit. Hello, doctor.